Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:47. On a Tuesday morning. Now, three big things.
Three.
K-State hires new football coach Chris Kleiman of North Dakota State.
Two.
Three people dead as big snowstorm hammers southeast U.S.
One.
Wichita Park Board turns down the only offer to buy McDonald Golf Course. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And traffic accident now, non-injury accident eastbound, K-96 east of Oliver. There's already a big slowdown there. Watch out for that one again. That's eastbound K-96 east of Oliver. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy and warmer today with a high of 57 degrees. Are you kidding me? Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 28. Wednesday it'll be sunny. Tomorrow's high 52. Now partly cloudy. South wind at 12 miles per hour and 34 degrees. 8:49 now, Steve and Ted. And Ted, one more reminder for our listeners out there. They can be part of the 8th annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour.
That's right.
That's tonight at 7 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Center Auditorium, first in Topeka. Non-perishable food item or monetary donation will get you in the door.
Yeah.
It's a benefit for the Kansas Food Bank. You will be part of a live studio audience. We will be doing an old days type radio show. And, Ted, you and I will be part of the show and part of the cast as we present some fun stuff, the great script, and the great singing by barbershop choruses, including Air Capital Chorus and Sweet Chorus of Wichita Chorus of Sweet Adelines. All of that tonight. Diane E. Campbell is one of our guest players. Melanie Williams will be with us, and it's a fun thing. Then McClellan Sound is going to be doing our sound for us. We will actually record the whole thing, and Christmas morning at 8 o'clock, we'll play it all back for you.
Yeah.
So tonight's tonight.
And it's great. It's always great to see Steve and Ted listeners, KNSS listeners there. We always meet a ton of them who come out to see the show live every year, and so we'll hope to see you there tonight.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, the 8th annual Air Capital Chorus Christmas Radio Hour. Well, which holiday greeting do you usually use at this time of year? Steve and Ted poll question. On our webpage, knssradio.com, we're going to retire this question today. Either Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, it doesn't matter, gets 4%.
No, okay.
Other, 9%. Happy Holidays, 28%.
Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas gets 60%.
Okay.
New question, how early do you finish your Christmas gift shopping? By the time December rolls around, I'm almost done, or I'll be rushing around right up until Christmas Eve, or I'll finish with a couple of weeks to spare. There you go.
Okay.
Steve and Ted poll on our webpage, knssradio.com.
I know two of those categories I would like to be in, I'm in the third category.
There you go. When firefighters went to put out a blaze at a home in Conroe, Texas, they had more than just flames and smoke to deal with. They also had to wrap their heads around the fact that the home had more than 100 snakes found in a second-floor bedroom.
Well,
this is in one bedroom.
I'll bet that smelled good.
Authorities say the bedroom had different kinds of snakes, including pythons and boa constrictors, as well as a bunch of lizards.
Yeah. It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
That bedroom is moving.
Firefighters got most of the snakes out alive, though authorities say a couple of lizards did not make it. They died. It's believed the Christmas tree sparked the blaze of the house in Texas.
Uh-oh.
With a room full of snakes upstairs. Firefighters earning their pay. Well, traders spent the day on a seesaw on Wall Street Monday. Stocks recovered from steep early losses as technology companies climbed, but banks and energy companies slipped.
Mm.
The Dow dropped 507 points in the morning, but finished slightly higher with a gain of 34 points.
Okay.
S&P rose 4 points. The NASDAQ closed up 51 points.
All right, well.
Oil prices fell 3% to give up last week's gain, so crude oil prices down, but the gasoline price at the pump today up about 10 cents a gallon in Wichita. All right, more good news from Cargill. Let's find out. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Cargill already considering an expansion in Wichita. The Cargill Protein Group has moved into its new $70 million headquarters building at 825 East Douglas. Cargill Protein President Brian Sykes says the company's considering expanding its downtown footprint. Says they might begin using property the company owns on the west side of Rock Island for additional space to grow. Kansas has lower credit card debt than other Americans, but our income makes it harder to pay off. A study by creditcards.com says Kansas has the 18th highest credit card burden in the country, just under $8,000. but median annual household income is $56,422. Kansans would need, on average, 13 months to pay off the debt. And Kansas State University Polytechnic in Salina has become the first school in the country to include flights beyond line of sight for unmanned aircraft. The FAA currently restricts any flights in which the drone pilot can't see the drone. Allowing flight tests opens up drone technology to applications such as long-range infrastructure inspection and package delivery. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
All right, Bill, you are a graduate of Kansas State University, and you've probably heard the news by now. They have a new head football coach there.
Oh, no kidding. Who's going to be?
You haven't heard, have you? I can't imagine. You've been out of the
loop. Sorry.
What's the guy's name, Ted? Some guy from North Dakota.
Chris Kleiman.
Apparently he's done very well. He's been a winner wherever he's gone. And,
yep.
Of course,
looks like it. I'm good with it.
Things don't work out. We can always get Bill Snyder back in there. He'll be in his mid-80s by then, but what the
heck? That's right, yeah.
Right? Well, I tell you what.
He'll still be ready to go. You know, he'll be ready.
He'll be ready, but I tell you what, I just admire that guy, and I think he's admired and respected across the state of Kansas, but, you know, it's maybe that time. It's time for him to ride off into the sunset and let somebody else take over.
Yeah, it's a done deal now, and I'm ready to support the new guy, and we move forward. Purple, get ready to roll.
Yeah, you've got to have probably going to, again this year, you're probably going to buy that suite up there in the stadium, the box seats you've got up there in the stadium like you do every year. Right?
I'm trying to make the right friends who have those suites to invite me up there, but apparently I'm not hanging around.
You're one of those guys.
Right people
you're one of those guys who gets a bale of hay in the end zone, right?
That's exactly right. That's my seat. That's the Bill Roy suite right there.
Very good.
The bale of hay.
The Bill Roy family bale of hay. Okay. Thank you, Bill. 8:55, Stephen Ted. Coming up, KNSS News at 9, Kansas State. We're going to have more on that, talking about that new head football coach at 9 o'clock. Stephen Ted on KNSS.